Well, Rock Church, as we get these final seats seated, I heard a story recently that 2,000 years ago, a Savior came from glory and he conquered sin and death in the grave, and his name is Jesus, and he is alive. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's right. He is risen.
Risen.
Yeah, I got some church folk in the house. Awesome. Well, we're here today. We celebrate the most amazing event to ever happen in all of our history. The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That the tomb is empty. He is risen. If you remember last week, Pastor Bill, he walked us through the final hours of Jesus Christ's earthly life before he was put to the cross. And he walked through the upper room with the disciples where Jesus broke some bread. And he explained to his disciples that this is a symbol of my body, which is about to be broken for you. And then he poured out the wine, and he said, this wine is a symbol of my blood that is to be poured out for you. And he washed his disciples' feet, and he shared with them that the moment was coming near where he would be put to death and crushed on a cross. And then we went to the garden where Jesus spent final hours praying in agony for God to relent, and his disciples failed him and fell asleep multiple times until ultimately the guards and the betrayer, Judas, with his bag of coins, comes to sell out Jesus to have him arrested. And then Jesus was unfairly tried and condemned to death by Pilate, and they beat Jesus. They scourged him. They had a cat on nine tails, and they whipped him, which is little shards of bone and metal and glass, and they ripped him across his back to where his innards would literally be exposed. And then they gave Jesus a cross. And they told him, you carry that to the place we are going to kill you. And Jesus Christ carried that cross to the point of his death, the place of Golgotha. And then they laid him down on that cross, and they took nails and they hammered his hands and his feet to that cross. Then they lifted that cross up, and then they slammed that cross down into the ground where Jesus Christ's body thrusted, crushed, and ultimately breathed out his last. He died. But our story doesn't end there. The most horrible event in all of history soon became the most amazing moment in our history. I'm going to read from you in Matthew chapter 28, the first Easter. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb, and behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, do not be afraid. For I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, where do we go? He is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and with great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, greetings. And they came up and took hold of his feet, and they worshiped him. That is Easter. What happened 2,000 years ago changed our world. And today, and every day, we celebrate this great truth that Jesus Christ rose from the grave and the tomb is empty. The greatest news in all of the world is that Jesus Christ is alive today.
Amen.
There is no shrine. There is no memorial over the place where Jesus' dead body lays because there is no body. He is risen. There is no place to go and weep and cry and wail over a dead religious leader because Jesus Christ isn't there. He is risen. Every religious leader who have ever existed, to ever walk this planet, this is not true. You name it, you name them, and we can point you, we can Google, we can point you to where their dead body lays, where there's shrines and there's memorials and there's gardens, where you can go and visit the place where their dead body lays today. But not Jesus, because he is risen. That is who we worship. That is who we celebrate every single day. And there are more books today written about Jesus, and there are more songs sang about Jesus, and there are millions and millions of people who are gathering this weekend and every weekend not to mourn the death over a religious leader. No, but to celebrate the fact and the truth that Jesus Christ is God and he is alive today and he reigns forevermore. You missed your shouting moment, friends. That's where you go, amen.
Amen.
That's the Jesus Christ of the Bible. That is who we worship. Do you know him today? Jesus is alive and he is able to give you new life today. Jesus Christ can save your life. He can give you a new, better, hope-filled life today. So I hope you're excited. I'm excited. Let's get rolling. What does it mean for you, my friend, today? What does it mean for you today that Jesus Christ is alive? Because Jesus Christ is alive, this means that you can be free from all of your sin and all of your guilt and all of your shame. Sorry to ruin the vibe, but the Bible teaches us that we have all sinned. In Romans 3, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That means you and I, we're a lot worse than we think. We've sinned in our actions and our thoughts and our words, the things that we do. We've sinned in the ways and the things that we don't do. All have sinned. We've all blown it when it comes to being acceptable in a holy God's sight. We've all got F's. The Bible additionally teaches that in Romans chapter 6 that the wages of sin is death. What you and I deserve for our sin is death. You guys understand a wage, right? You go to your job, you're Monday through Friday, you go work your 9 to 5, and every week or every 2 weeks, they pay you. You get a check in the mail, they pay you what you've agreed upon, your hourly wage. They pay you what you deserve. They give you what you've earned. The Bible says because of our sin, our rejection, our rebellion from God, for our sin, what we've earned, the wages of our sin is death. The death that Jesus Christ experienced. That's what we deserve, not him. He has no sins to pay for. He was sinless. We are sinful. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's gospel. That's good news. We deserve the death that Jesus Christ took upon himself in our place. Christ was rejected and despised by every single person to ever walk this earth. That is me. That's you. That's you. We've all sinned against a holy God. We all deserve death, but Jesus Christ, in his incredible life, he gives you something better, a gift of eternal life. Jesus Christ can set you free. Have you been set free from your sins that condemn you? Jesus Christ can set you free. He is alive. He is willing. He is able to save you. In Romans chapter 8, it teaches us that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. None. No guilt, no more shame, no more sin to have to pay for. No, it has been placed on Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation. For the men and women under my voice that believe this, we have been set free. There is no condemnation. Christ was condemned in our place. But my friends, if you were here this morning and you are not a Christian, you are not trusting in the Jesus Christ of the Bible and him alone, you're trusting in anything else. The Bible teaches us, God, his word teaches us that you stand condemned, guilty of your sins. You will have to pay for your sins for an eternity. But that can change today. Amen. Jesus, by his power and his authority over death, has shown us that he is the God of all creation and he alone is able to declare us no longer condemned. And if he offers a free gift, why would we do anything but not take it? You can be set free today. Easter is the celebration that Jesus Christ is alive and he is the God who is able to save us. This means that all of our sin and all of our rebellion and all of our rejection of Christ is not greater than all of his love and all of his mercy and all of his grace for us. Become a Christian today and be set free from all of your sin, all of your guilt, all of your religion, all of your pride. Give it to Jesus instead and be set free. Because Jesus Christ is alive, that means salvation for you, my friend, has been provided. Jesus paid it all. Everything that needed to be accomplished in order to save you, to make you acceptable, to make you right with God, Christ purchased perfectly for you. Salvation has been provided. Our sins were placed on him. His righteousness is transferred to us. The punishment that we deserve was placed on him, and by his wounds, we are healed. And Jesus Christ comes to say that you can have salvation. It is free. You don't have to act like this. Don't do this. Don't do this. And then I will love you. No. Jesus says in Matthew 20, verses 28, pretend there's a 2 next to that 8. He says, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life, the life that was crushed, as a ransom for many. That's good news. That's called gospel. Jesus Christ has provided salvation freely. He didn't leave it to ourselves. He didn't leave us to our sin. He provides something better. It's called salvation. And the Bible says that salvation belongs to the Lord. It is his idea. It was his plan before time ever began to save you and give you something better. Salvation. And no other religion, no other faith, no other anti-theism, no other philosophy can offer you anything compared to what Christianity can offer you. You can give me a list, you give me a name, trust me, we will sit down, we will boil it down. It does not give grace. Every religion, every faith will teach you quite the opposite of Christianity. They say, we will show you, we will teach you how to find God. And Jesus Christ goes, no, I am the God who made you and I have come to seek and save you. Religion, we will show you how you need to clean yourself up. And Jesus goes, oh, no, honey, that's, honey, you're a way bigger mess than you think. You cannot clean yourself up, but I can wash you. I can make you new. Religion will teach you, you know what, this is what you got to do. You've got to work, you've got to do this, you've got to pave the way, you've got to contribute something, you've got to earn your way. And the Bible says, no, it is for by grace you have been saved through faith. This is the gift of God, not by works. Works will contribute nothing to what Jesus Christ has done. Nothing. Religion says, you're gonna have to do this and this and this, and you have to dress like this, and you're gonna act like this, and you have to give like this, and you're gonna have to be this, and you're gonna do this, and you're gonna. And Jesus says, no, 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 no. I'm the God who made you, and I love you. You don't need to do any of those things. I love you. Very different. Religion will contribute nothing. Jesus Christ gives everything. He came to serve you. Salvation has been provided because of who Jesus Christ is and what he has done. The good news of Christianity is this: because Jesus Christ is alive, my friend, you can have eternal life. In the book of Romans, it says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that he has raised Christ from the dead, you will be saved, not might be saved. You see, Jesus Christ said on the cross, it was finished. He didn't say, it is begun. Then you got to start doing all this stuff. No, that's religion. That will condemn you. Jesus said, it is finished. And if you believe that God raised him from the dead, you trust in Christ and Christ alone as your Savior, you will be saved. And that good news has been saving men and women in this room for years and for centuries before we were ever here. That is the good news of the gospel, that you can have eternal life today. Isn't that amazing? Just amazing. My friends, you have a decision to make. You need to trust. You need to come to Jesus today as your Savior who has come to serve and save you from all of your sin, all of your work, all of your religion, all of your pride, all of your shame. Jesus says, no, you hand that to me. We'll put that on the cross right here, and I got you. It is finished. Who do you say Jesus Christ is? That is the most important question you will ever answer for the rest of your life. Every single person to walk this earth, every single person to future, in the future, walk this earth, every man, woman, and child under my voice this morning is a person who is made in the image of God, person who is made to know God, to enjoy God, to be satisfied in him forever, and you are a person who has been made to live for an eternity. You will live for an eternity. You will either spend an eternity separated from this great God. It's called hell. It's horrible. It's real. And you will spend an eternity there because of what you have done. Or you can spend an eternity united to Christ forever, identified, belonging to Jesus, cherished by Jesus. You can spend an eternity with him forever in heaven because of what he has done. That's the choice you make today. Christ came in the world to save sinners. Become a Christian now. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've become. It doesn't matter who you've wronged. You can come to Jesus today freely and receive guilt. Receive the freedom from all of your guilt. Receive freedom from your sin and your shame. Receive freedom from the bondage of works and religion and trying to be somebody that I can't. Let me tell you what being a Christian means. Let me tell you what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Actually, you know, most importantly, let me tell you what it doesn't mean. This is what being a believer in Jesus does not mean. Oh, man, I guess I've got to go to church. I guess I'll go get one of those Bibles. Oh, man, I guess I'll give some money every once in a while. Yeah, I'll dress up. I'll try and be a nicer person. I'm going to hold the door for little old ladies, I guess. I'm going to do something, you know. I got to do something, right? No, you stop that. That's ridiculous. None of those things are coming to Jesus. None of those things are believing in Jesus. All of those things are a dependency on self. That's pride, what I have to do in order for God to love me. Again, that's not grace. That's not gospel. That's not good news. That's condemning. That's religion. It will do you nothing. Stop trusting in self. Stop trusting in religion. Stop trusting in works, and you trust in Christ instead. You believe in his righteousness instead. Being a follower of Jesus means that you understand that you need someone better, that you recognize you are a mess. You are a bigger mess than you once thought. And you recognize that Jesus is the Savior who came to save you from all of your mess and to save you from where you don't want to go. Being a follower of Jesus means I'm united to that great God who loved me and poured out his body and his blood to save me. He is my Savior. That's what being a follower of Jesus means. Trusting in Jesus Christ, in him alone, the one who conquered sin and death and the devil and grave to save you. He is our only hope of forgiveness in heaven, not your church, not your works, only Jesus. So, my friend, are you ready today to come to Jesus as a follower? Are you ready to follow Jesus? Are you ready to obey Jesus? Are you ready to trust Jesus as your God, as your Lord, as your Savior who rose from the grave? Don't delay on that decision. Do not wait. Do not sleep on that. God brought you here today, my friend. Maybe somebody brought you. Your parents drug you in kicking and screaming, or you lost a bet, so you said, fine, I'll come to church. No, none of that. God brought you here today. Jesus Christ himself is speaking to you today. He is drawing you to himself today. He is willing to take you from death and into life today. That's who Jesus is. come to him today as your Savior. You trust in him and him alone. I will give you the opportunity to become a Christian today, right now. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you. We praise you that you are alive and well at this very moment. You hear our prayers, and you're the God who is able to save. Jesus, we thank you for your perfect life. We thank you for your perfect death, the blood that was poured out to atone for our sins, your body that was broken in our place, the death that we deserved, you took upon yourself because of your great love. For the men and women in this room who believe that, Jesus, we adore you. We love you. Thank you for your resurrection. Because of your perfect sacrifice, we will walk with you forever in eternity, and there is nothing that will separate us from your great love. Thank you, Jesus, that death could not hold you. Thank you, Jesus, that death has no sting. Jesus Christ, for all of us in this room who love you, we just cherish your truth. We thank you that you are our God and we are known and loved by you. And Father God, I pray by the power of your Holy Spirit for the men and women in this room who do not know you, that you, God, would change their hearts from unbelief to belief in Jesus' name. That you would convert the minds of the men and women in this room who don't trust, don't cherish you, you would convert their hearts to belief and love and adoration of Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ, we ask by the power of your Holy Spirit that you would bring men and women from death to life today. That is what you do. You are the one true God who is alive and who saves, and we believe that's what you do. It is true for the men and women in this room who believe in you, Jesus, that you've changed our lives. That's what you do. And my friends, if that's you, with everybody's head still bowed, if you are not a Christian today and you are ready to take that leap of faith, to step from death of this life into newness of life in Jesus Christ, my friend, it is by no accident that you are here today. It's no accident that you're under my voice this morning. God himself has drawn you here. We are here today because we love you. We are here today because God loves you, and we want to help you enjoy Jesus for an eternity. Are you ready today to give your life to Jesus? Do you want to be forgiven of your sin? If you no longer want to be bound by your guilt and your shame and your religion, do you want instead to trust in Christ alone? Receive this free gift of eternal life. Receive forgiveness that Jesus Christ has provided for you. If that is you, my friends, with everybody's head still bowed, we're praying. There's many people praying for you right now, my friend. I want you to follow me. I want you to pray with me. If you want to become a follower of Christ today for the first time, you can pray in your hearts with me right now. You can pray under your breath. You say, Jesus Christ, I admit it. I recognize it. I confess that I am a sinner. And I believe that you came in the world, into this world to save sinners. Jesus, that means you came into the world to save me. How good news that is for me. It's unbelievable. Jesus Christ, I am choosing this day to believe in you, to follow you, to listen to you, to walk with you. I'm turning from my sin. Jesus, forgive me of my sins, of all the stuff that I've done that put you on that cross, Jesus. I hate that. I turn from my sin. Will you forgive me of my sin, my rebellion, my religion, my pride, everything that put you on that cross, Jesus? I confess them to you. Will you forgive me of my sins? I want to trust in you instead. Jesus, I am trusting that you will give me new life, that you will put your Spirit in me, and I want you to be my Lord and Savior from here until forever. From this moment on, Jesus, my life will be lived for you. I believe that you died and that you rose again to save me. Jesus, I believe that. So I am choosing this day, Jesus, to follow you, to trust in you as my God.